University students. Everyone knows them. Loved by some, despised by others. They seem to be everywhere, appearing out of nowhere. But the real question is, who are those mysterious creatures? Do you know any university students? How would you imagine them to be? Maybe something like this? K-Bros, who was at that one new club downtown last weekend, it was just kick-ass, the whole club was on fire. And the beat was so sick and damn, all the girls were so pretty. That's why I was wearing my new Ed Hardy cap, women love that, am I right, fellas? I was there at that party and oh my god, I was trying to dance like so hard, but Max wouldn't stop texting me and asking me where I was. Like, I was trying to have a good time, but because of him, I wasn't having none of that. Like, oh my god, it was so annoying. How can you guys only care about clubbing when we have to write 2 essays for next week? And don't forget the group assignment and also all the exams we have to write after the holidays. Good thing I already started learning for them 6 months ago, so now I have even more time for even more studying. Yes, that's genius. Maybe I can do some extra homework for the Shakespeare course. Shakespeare course? Wait, I'm in the Shakespeare course. We had homework to do? Well, I guess it's too late to do it now, huh? Oh, look, I'm out of coffee. Funny how it totally did not affect my exhaustion and only increased my heartbeat rate. Huh. Here comes the prof. Oh great, he's gonna give us a presentation. Maybe if I close my eyes for just a second, time will pass a little bit faster?
All jokes aside, none of you will stay high school students forever. And sooner or later, you guys will have to decide what you want to do in the next stage of your lives. Some go straight to work, some begin an apprenticeship, and others want to study at university. And this is exactly why we're here, to show you an insight into the life of an university student of English.
As university students of English, what is our favorite thing to do? Tell everyone about it, of course. Unfortunately, our boasting often takes this kind of turn. So, you go to university?
That's right.
And what do you study?
Anglistics and American Studies.
Anglo what?
Anglistics and American Studies.
What?
English.
Oh, you want to become a teacher. In order to give you some advice as to manage your university life, we've invited Ms. Hughes from the Student Guidance and Counseling Center. Welcome!
Hello everyone. I will glad give you some tips and I hope they will be helpful. First of all, when you tell someone you study English, they think that you pursue a teacher's career, when there are many other professional fields that need people with knowledge about English. For example, journalism, management, or science. As the first big step to university life, some of you will want to move out, but be prepared, campus apartments are expensive. So it's smart to look for a shared flat or to find financial support, like getting a part-time job or earning some pocket money by participating in study quizzes. Another thing I'd like to talk about is stress. You have lots of power over your temporal distribution since you can customize your own timetable. But try to make it realistic. Don't add too many seminars and lectures, but then again, put in enough of them. Learn how to deal with pressure and problems concerning your free time. There are many things you can do on the campus. Meet new people, go to the university gym, or visit the library. But don't forget to include enough time for your university work. At last, I'd like to advertise this student center. You are always welcome there if you have problems and questions. We can also support you with psychological counseling services. We wish you all the best for your future and hope you will enjoy your university life.
Thank you very much, Ms. Hughes. Sadly, we come to the end of our podcast. Long story short, if you feel like you want to gain additional knowledge, then try university. Get educated and experience the student life for yourself. That's all, folks. Peace out.